You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Boy, I thought it was cold outside. Then I stepped into the studio. Welcome aboard. It is the Gym Class for a Friday here at KGYM. Scott Udash with you. Mark Duke's joining me coming up in just a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show for you coming up today. We take a look back at Iowa, Wisconsin from last night, the other Big Ten play. Take a look ahead to the NFL weekend coming up. Week 18 of the National Football League, the first ever Week 18 of NFL play as we get ready for the playoffs. And the Eagles Hideaway pick six coming up. And just a little bit for you right here on KGYM. Your chance to win a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. Thanks for tuning in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this chilly Friday. It's a lot to get to, as we mentioned, on the program here today. And you can reach us via the text line. I imagine there are going to be a lot of folks wanting to talk about the game last night. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you're inclined to pick up the phone and talk to us, if you're old school like that, 319-366-1600. Before we get too far into the program here today, I want to let everybody know that it is Z102.9 Wedding Show Weekend coming up. Sunday, this Sunday, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex in downtown Cedar Rapids, the Z102.9 annual wedding show. Event doors are going to open at 1 o'clock. Fashion show is going to start at 3:30, featuring what's new in bridal fashions from Heart to Heart Bridal, the latest threads from Prince Albert tuxedos and suits, plus a pop of floral accents from Memorable Moments by Every Bloomin' Thing down in Iowa City, Coralville. Still time to go check it out online at weddingdaya.com. That's all one word, weddingdaya.com. And best of luck to everybody at Z for the wedding show coming up this weekend. As Mark joins us here on this chilly Friday afternoon. How you doing today?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, the wedding show, a big event for the station. Wish everybody involved good luck in that event. It's actually so cold, the heater's having a hard time keeping up, but we're doing okay.
Yeah. Hey, I can't blame the heater. I can't blame the heater. No doubt about that. As you can't blame that, and you can't blame people for being a little bit down at our Iowa basketball fans, I think, after the showing last night, Iowa falling to Wisconsin in a game that probably was not as close as the final score of 87-78 indicated. Pretty much Iowa hung around in the first half last night. Very, very important three free throws ahead of the halftime break that we'll get to, I'm sure, coming up. And then things just kind of went south after that for the Hawkeyes. And hats off to the Wisconsin Badgers, though. That is a very, very good basketball team. And I think Greg Gard, right now anyway, I tell you what, he's got to be right up there as far as Big Ten Coach of the Year candidates are concerned, because no one had Wisconsin anywhere near the top as far as the preseason prognostications are concerned.
Yeah, great, solid win for Wisconsin. You're right, it wasn't as close as the final score indicated. This was Iowa's worst game in the Big Ten so far. Worst played game in the Big Ten. I would put it up there with its performance at Iowa State. Out-rebounded badly again, especially on the offensive boards. Wisconsin had more complimentary players than Iowa did last night. Got great contributions from Tyler Wall and Stephen Kroll. Combined for 28 points and 12 rebounds. Kind of carved up Iowa inside. Murray had his day. Keegan, that is. Brad Davidson was terrific. I'm sure we'll talk about him and his antics that produced three really key free throws. But this is a very good performance by Wisconsin and not so much by Iowa.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there. Iowa minus 17 as far as the rebounds. Gave up 11 offensive rebounds to the Badgers last night. Everything you said was pretty much spot on. The periphery did very, very well for Wisconsin. Johnny Davis got his 26 last night and did it on 18 shots, 10 of 18, 3 for 7 from three-point range. Badgers were hot last night. It was going to take a pretty special team to beat Wisconsin, and Iowa just did not have it. I mean, the Badgers shot 50%. They made threes when they needed to make threes. It shows the final ledger 5 of 17, but they hit some big ones. And like you talked about, a little bit as far as one of those with a set of free throws toward the end of the first half. Keegan Murray, it seemed like it was a very odd night for Keegan. 10 of 16 and 2 out of 4 from 3. You think to yourself, heck of a night. He had 27, and it wasn't a bad night for Keegan Murray. But Iowa just could not get anything, really, other than Chris Murray out of the periphery to get things rolling. Patrick McCaffrey had it going a little bit early on in the game, but that kind of leveled off a little bit. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class. People already commenting about the game last night. We'll start with 0835. I don't know what was worse. I was rebounding or Brad Davidson's three-point foul at the end of the first half. Take your pick as far as that is concerned. 96-63 is going to get to a point that I'm going to talk about here in just a little bit. So we'll save that here. 81-86. Yes, Iowa missed a ton of free throws, including three by Jordan Bohannon last night. And that certainly did not help things as far as that is concerned. I really thought, Mark, and we talked about it the last couple of days with Kevin Lehman, between you and I and our listeners, I thought we were going to see a one-on-one matchup for the entire game with Keegan Murray and Johnny Davis. We probably should have. Fran McCaffrey started off with Joe Toussaint in the man-to-man. And Joe is a really good defender. Really good on-the-ball defender. But he's giving up 5 inches to Davis. And that's asking a whole lot. And Johnny Davis knew that right away. Went over Toussaint. He knew Joe couldn't block the shot. He got off to a good start. And things kind of deteriorated right after that. Iowa then switched Keegan Murray over. They went zone a little bit. I thought the three-quarter court was okay at times, caused a couple turnovers for Wisconsin. But I think Iowa had one guy that could guard Davis, and it unfortunately was not Joe Toussaint at the beginning of the ball game. And likewise, Wisconsin was kind of in the same boat. I mean, Kral and others started off on Keegan Murray, and they did do a pretty good job of rotating people and throwing bodies at him. But I thought that having Toussaint try to guard Davis out of the chute was not a good move.
No, I would agree with that. And in my mind, Keegan Murray, and Johnny Davis basically canceled each other out. Murray had 27, Davis had 26. I go back to the complimentary players that Wisconsin had that Iowa didn't, and Wall and Kroll and others. Wisconsin was just, you know, rebounding is a lot about fundamentals, but it's also about anticipation and desire. And Wisconsin trumped Iowa in that category last night to the tune of 43-26. And 15-6 on the offensive glass. So it's a lot of second chance points, a lot of second chance points missed for Iowa. You know, both Murray and Davis had swell games. But it was the other guys that really made a difference.
Yeah, the bench certainly helped things out as far as Wisconsin in that particular game last night was concerned. As the Badgers, with another victory, move closer and closer to the top of the Big Ten. Iowa now has a week to think about this. They will host the Indiana Hoosiers coming up next Thursday at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Brad Davison, ladies and gentlemen, I think you hit the nail on the head, Mark. I know you tweeted out last night, Brad Davison equals A.J. Pierzynski. And you and I, our favorite baseball teams, both had the pleasure of having one A.J. Pierzynski on our teams. And if he's on your side, by God, you love everything he does. But there are about a million other people that pretty much dislike with the red-hot intensity of a thousand suns. People like that. And Brad Davison did his thing last night. He got under Iowa's skin a little bit. And then there was the call just ahead of halftime. And if you've watched Wisconsin over the years, all six of the years Brad Davison has been there, he has pulled that same thing at many, many, many times. It's not a foul. But it's a foul when you stick your leg out and you collect the opposition player there. The referee is going to see that. He's going to instinctively grab the whistle, and he's going to call it. And that's what happened again last night. Now, Brad Davison runs a risk of damaging his ankle very badly if he comes down, but he's done that so many times, he's got it down to an art form. And again, you tip your hat to him. If you can get away with it, by God, keep trying it, right?
Didn't lose Iowa the game. I thought it was a terrible call, and it resulted in three free throws that were big at the time. It's not going to be very popular, but I think Brad Davidson's a hell of a player. Davison, I'm sorry. He's really a really good player and has been important for Wisconsin for a number of years. Is he dirty? Yeah. We've seen evidence of that more than once. But by and large, I mean, he contributed to shutting out Jordan Bohannon for much of the game. Bohannon didn't do anything until the last 90 seconds, seconds, and hitting three threes in that period of time. Davison had a lot to do with that. Scored 18 points, 7 rebounds. It's a good player.
He is. He is. And helps the Wisconsin to be a really darn good basketball team. 317 here on the Gym Class Friday edition here on KGYM. Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600 as Wisconsin knocks off Iowa last night. Matt in Fairfax, as well as 96-63 and 69-36, all with the same thoughts. My thought as well. And in this seven-day period from last night's game until the Indiana game coming up next Thursday for Iowa, Hawkeyes have a bye this weekend and early next week. It's time to reassess what you're doing inside. Quite frankly, whether he is a terrific player or ready or not, Josh Ogundele has got to play 15 to 20 minutes a game for this Iowa basketball team in the Big Ten, because Iowa just does not have a post presence. And it's not like Ogundele has not been decent. He had a very good game at Purdue, came in last night, and I thought was decent, but he's a big body in there. No, he's got a ways to go. We all know that. But Philip Rabracha is just, it's a shame because he is not a center. And he is being forced into playing center right now for Iowa. And more often than not, he is getting beat early. He's getting into foul trouble early. Then he has to sit. And then, bang, you got to move everybody around. I'm not saying Gundelay's got to start or anything like that, but getting out rebounded by 17, 18, 15, whatever, each Big Ten game is not helping Iowa in any way, shape, or form. And you got to have a big body in there. Use those five fouls. Use that big body of his. He's got to play, Mark.
I agree with you. Rabacha had 2 points and a rebound in 11 and a half minutes last night. I feel bad for him. He's playing out of position, and he's kind of taking one for the team. But, yeah, why not use Ogundele? If he fouls out, so what? But Iowa needs a presence in the middle. And I don't think it's Riley Mulvey quite yet. Rabracha, just not his type of game at the five. I agree with you, Scott.
Trace Jackson Davis is coming to town too next Thursday. Yeah. That's another big one in there. And I'm not sure Iowa has a guy that can keep up with him. Throw 10 fouls at him. And if you need Mulvey to throw some, what body he has at him, you throw that at him as well out there. Yes, Indiana is very talented, 27-23, with Coach Woodson in his first year out there. 319-366-1600 at 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk a little NFL. Iowa women also with a tough loss last night as they fall at home to Northwestern. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Ryan in Walford is not a Connor McCaffrey fan right now, according to his tweet. I tell you what, I'll say this for Connor. Connor, when Luca Garza was in there, was absolutely fantastic as far as being the point guard and getting the ball down on the block to Luca Garza. It's a different team this year, and one where Connor has to have a little bit more offense, and that's just not Connor. So there you go. My thoughts about that as far as your question out there, Ryan. 319-366-1600. Do we need to see Ogundele more? Am I all wet? I don't know. But this minus 17 rebounding is just, it cannot keep up for Iowa. Not going to win many basketball games getting beat that bad on the boards.
Not at all. Next week, as you mentioned, Thursday, a home game against Indiana, and then Sunday at Minnesota. So Iowa now stands 1-3 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin in contention at the top. And we'll see if Iowa can piece something together in the next week.
Season is not done by any means. There's still a long way to go as far as the Big Ten season is concerned for Iowa. And they're 11-4 right now. Still right around, I haven't checked today, but they were 27 or something like that in the net rankings going into the game last night. Certainly the year is not done, but that Indiana game is pretty large coming up on Thursday because going to Minnesota will be tough, but with the Gophers this year and their situation, I think that is a winnable game. But you can't get beat on the boards by 15.
No, that's for certain, and we've seen what happens when Iowa does get beat bad on the boards. It gets beat. Andy on the text line, I'd like to see more Peyton Sanford also from a rebounding standpoint. He's ready defensively and may not be as good as Jordan from three, but he's certainly not bad.
Yeah, still learning, no doubt. Still learning, but I thought he would play a little bit more last night. Did not get in a whole lot until the very end of the ballgame. Matt in Fairfax, I think the big man rebounding issue is Fran's fault. He knew he was losing Luca Garza, should have been hyper-focused on a big body recruit, or more importantly, a ready-to-play transfer. Well, they kind of thought they were going to get that with Rabracha, but Rabracha, it's a big difference between playing post guys in the Summit League and playing post guys in the Big Ten. And that's not a knock against Philip Rabracha. I don't want to say that. The guy is doing as good as he can, but he's just not a defensive post in the Big Ten.
No, he's not, and it's not fixable right now. You're not going to bring in a player at this point. You got to deal with what you have. I think you made a good point about Ogundele getting more minutes, maybe 15 a game, 18 a game, something like that. Give him an opportunity to see what he can do, especially defensively and the rebounding category. But, you know, I saw a great tweet, or a response to a tweet earlier today, about Iowa's rebounding. And you remember this guy, Clay Hargrave.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, led the Big Ten in rebounding. Clay was 6'4".
Different time, but yeah, very athletic too, by the way. Clay Hargrave.
I could jump out of the gym.
Yeah, was, but man alive, he did. Well, look at Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, a terrific rebounder. He's only 6'5", 6'6", right in there. 319-366-1600. More of your thoughts, welcome on the text line, phone line as well, if you'd like to pick it up and give us a call on that. I don't believe that is going to happen, 0312. I don't think I was going to look at Xavier Foster coming in. Xavier Foster, first of all, is not a guy that likes to go inside on the basketball court. He's just not that's not his DNA when he was playing at Oskaloosa and at Iowa State. He's more of a shoot the outside perimeter jumper, take guys off the dribble, 7-footer. But with his off-court problems that he has had, I don't think that's going to happen.
Still a free agent?
I have no idea what is going on with Xavier Foster right now.
That tells you a lot right there.
Yeah. 325, we're going to get you to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard coming up here in just a little bit. But not a good night at home for the Iowa women last night as well, as they fall to Northwestern by a score of 77-69, as Iowa got 30 points from Caitlin Clark. Monica Sinano had a 20, but Northwestern played a very, very solid game. And despite Iowa going 17-17 from the free throw line, Iowa drops another Big Ten game. And that was against a Northwestern team, Mark, that had not seen the court in a while.
Yeah, that was the odd part about it. And being at home, if you're going to contend in the Big Ten, Lisa Bluto will be the first to tell you, you got to protect the home court. And that was not a very good outcome for Iowa last night.
No. Hawkeyes now fall to 1-1 as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And the Iowa women next in action coming up in Lincoln on Sunday. They will take on Nebraska Sunday afternoon, and then they will be at Purdue next Thursday. The next home game as far as the Iowa women are concerned, Sunday, January the 16th, when the Nebraska Cornhuskers come back to town. Why in the world are the Iowa women playing Nebraska twice in a week? Was that a makeup, their first one?
I really don't know, Scott. I had folks ask me last night why Iowa and Wisconsin are only playing once this year. And I gave them the computer answer, I guess, which is, I guess, what it all comes down to. But, yeah, some of the scheduling things are, you know, we got Iowa State playing Texas Tech twice in a week, right?
Well, in 12 days.
Yeah.
Twice in 12 days. That's how many times they're going to meet out there. All right, 328. Don't forget the Emil's Hideaway score. Emil's Hideaway pick six coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the NFL coming up here as well. Wanted to get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Beautiful 80-degree day in Hawaii right now, where the second round of the Century Tournament of Champions is being contested, just underway. Cameron Smith, your leader, he has yet to tee off today. He was 8-under par on this par 73 layout yesterday. He has a one-stroke lead over three other players. Former Iowa quarterback Deuce Hogan reportedly headed to Kentucky, where he will walk on the program there. Former four-star recruit goes from a scholarship player at Iowa to apparently a walk-on situation at Kentucky. And finally, the Winter Olympic Games speed skating competition will have a local flavor. Jordan Stoltz, a 17-year-old out of the Milwaukee area, qualified in the 1,000 meters last night in Milwaukee, becoming the third youngest skater to qualify for the Olympics. He's 17. He broke the track record set by two-time Olympic gold medalist Shani Davis. Stoltz, coached by Cedar Rapidian and Mike Greenland up until a couple years ago. Greenland, as you recall, Scott, won about 1,000 silver skates races.
Yes, he did.
Out there in Manhattan Park. But Mike, very proud of Jordan Stoltz, and Stoltz goes in the 500 meters tonight.
Silver skate. I remember that very, very vividly. Never try. I cannot skate. But boy, I wished I could, because that looked like a lot of fun back in the day. But hey, that's a bygone era here in Cedar Rapids. 3:30. We'll take a break. We'll get a weather forecast update for you and then come back and talk a little bit about week 18 of the National Football League. We got the Emil's Hideaway pick six coming your way as well here in just a little bit. More of the Gym Class coming up right here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Iowa's News Now meteorologist Sarah Flynn here with a take of your weather first forecast. Those winds have calmed down significantly, but it'll still be a very chilly day overall. High temperatures in the mid-single digits. Otherwise, later tonight, those winds will pick up once again, but this time coming from the south, pulling in some warmer air. We could see wind gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, low temperatures tonight dive down to about 2 degrees under partly cloudy skies. For your Saturday, 32 and sunny. And that was your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The College Football Championship is here, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds on either team to win. That means you can bet $5 to win $150 on either team to win it all. If you like Alabama, 30-1 odds. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code COON and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. Already have FanDuel Sportsbook? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet on the College Football Championship. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or head to sportsbook.fanduel.com and sign up using promo code KUHN to get 30-1 odds on either Alabama or Georgia to win the College Football Championship. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Back bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At Menards, we have everything you need to create the bathroom of your dreams. Sterling products provide a combination of style and comfort to make your bathroom come to life. These showers and tubs have a durable, high-gloss finish that provides a smooth, shiny surface that's easy to clean. Transform your bathroom today and save big on Sterling showers and bathtubs now at Menards. Savings good through January 15th.
Save big money at Menards.
Join the Todd Brownell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn live at Barrel House in Marion Monday. We'll talk with Travis from Wild Rose Casino and Hotel about sports betting in Iowa.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM at 3:33. Thank you for joining us today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, our producer once again here today, as get ready for someone out there with an opportunity to pick up a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. We'll bring in Dave coming up in about 6-7 minutes or so and talk with him and get his picks for both. Got some of course, the national championship game coming up on Monday night. You can hear that right here on KGYM, all of our frequencies, starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame. Check out our upcoming sports schedule. You can do that by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Mark, the National Football League, it is week 18, our first week 18 in the history of the league coming up this weekend. You've got games, two of them on Saturday, one on Sunday, or one Sunday night, I should say, and then the rest will be on Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow, we've got the doubleheader. The Chiefs take on Denver. Kansas City will be the number two with the win. They are expecting snow, by the way, in Denver, Colorado, tomorrow. Just throwing that out there. And a chilly city of brotherly love as Philadelphia will take on Dallas tomorrow night. Both those games on 106.3 FM coming up on Saturday for you. And then coming up on Sunday, the rest of the slate, as we mentioned. So, like you said, it's going to be very interesting to see what teams are going to hold some people out if they have the opportunity, or how long they are going to play some of the folks. I think a lot of people pointing toward Green Bay and saying how long Aaron Rodgers and company are going to be in there on the road at Ford Field against the Detroit Lions in a game that doesn't matter. Green Bay is the number one seed. They can't improve themselves, but they will be off next week, so you don't want to have guys off for 3 weeks, or maybe you do, depending on your thinking. I don't know. But they are all divisional games, of course, this week in the final week of the season. And we'll pick some of these coming up, as I mentioned. But this is a tough weekend. It's always tough when you're picking NFL games. It is even tougher, I think, in this Week 18.
Yeah, that's what will make the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 ever some more difficult this week. Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the subject you brought up, Scott. Would you start star players this weekend if your team had a playoff spot wrapped up? Yes or no? And thanks to Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for sponsoring the poll question today and every day. You know, at least Matt LaFleur, Green Bay coach, said in his news conference this week that he didn't want his players to have 3 weeks off. And while I agree with LaFleur,
I do too.
I think I'd play my starters as well. But I really don't expect Aaron Rodgers to play more than a half in this game, if that. It doesn't mean anything. Let him get out there. Let him get some series under the belts. And then go ahead and go in and get ready for the rest of the playoffs, which will be at home in the case of Green Bay. You can tell me, Scott, I think Andy Reid has had a play-em type attitude too, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's always been Andy's forte, is keep the guys in there and have them play, because he is not one of those people that believes that it's good to take a lot of time off. And obviously, in Kansas City's case tomorrow, they're going to play them because they do need to win that game. There's really no questioning that. But if it was a situation where the Chiefs are in Green Bay's shoes or what have you, or Tennessee, Tennessee has to win tomorrow. I tell you what, if the Chiefs lose, you're going to see the Titans maybe pull some people back. We'll see. By the way, Derrick Henry back at practice and off the IR for the Tennessee Titans. They are a good, good football team. But I'm with you. If I'm Green Bay, I play them a little bit. I treat it as an exhibition game. I know you can get hurt. I understand. But 3 weeks off, yeah, it's a lot of time off as far as the NFL or anything is concerned. And, you can get hurt in practice. You can get hurt every day. And I don't think you make any play calls that are going to get Aaron Rodgers in trouble. A lot of handoffs, what have you, but play the guys a little bit. That's what I would do.
You know, that Dallas-Philadelphia game tomorrow is interesting because Philadelphia is in the playoffs but cannot improve its seed. Dallas, meanwhile, could improve from a 4 to a 2. So different sets of circumstances for those two teams tomorrow. And again, we'll pick that coming up here shortly.
As well as the Sunday night game between the Chargers and the Raiders. That is the biggest one of the weekend. That's basically a win and you are in scenario as far as those two teams are concerned. That one's going to be played in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up on Sunday night. We'll have that one for you on all of our frequencies coming up. All kinds of NFL football coming up on Sunday, all leading to the national championship college football game, which we will pick here in just a few minutes, coming up on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, which is coming up next. The Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. We'll bring Dave in, and we'll make our picks and give somebody out there a chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. And we'll do that when we return here on the Gym Class, KGYM.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans, including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at WellmarkAdvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
It'd be nice to carry Lynn County REC around in your pocket, huh? You know, if you want to pay your bill.
It's right here in my pocket.
Want to check how much energy you're using any time of any day?
I'll just reach into my pocket.
Report an outage.
In my pocket.
Energy rebates are the latest from Lynn County REC. You guessed it.
Pocket.
It's that simple. All you need is the Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Then you can pay your bill, check your daily energy use, report an outage, etc. right from the phone in your pocket.
In my pocket.
If you're app savvy, just pick it up in the Apple app or Google Play Store. And if you'd like step-by-step instructions, that's a snap too. Get them at LynnCountyREC.com, or even easier, hit up YouTube and watch Lynn County REC's Smart Hub video. Once you've got it ready to go, everything you need from Lynn County REC is right there in your pocket.
Pocket.
See how easy that is? The Lynn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the handy benefits of membership with Lynn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
My wife and I trust Midwest One Bank with everything we do, both commercially and personally.
We're talking with Ryan Baker about Midwest One Bank.
Midwest One gave us our first business loan to purchase World of Bikes. They've been able to give us lines of credit, loans to make capital purchases and equipment, vehicles. We have all of our personal banking through Midwest One, so they really have kind of made the dreams of me and my family a reality and stood by me every time I needed them.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It is 3:42. We are back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Ben with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, Iowa State women's and men's basketball. The Iowa State women will start things off. They are on a roll right now. They will take on TCU tomorrow, 12:30 on 1600 AM at 102.3 FM with a 1 o'clock tip-off. The Iowa State men, a tough one in Norman. They will take on Porter Mosier and the Oklahoma Sooners tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock pregame, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and 5 o'clock with the tip-off for that particular ball game in the Big 12 Conference. Not picking that one, but we are picking 6 games in football with our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, right across from Lindale Mall here in Cedar Rapids, next to the Home Depot, behind Taco John's. And big thanks to everybody over there for their support of all of us here on KGYM. And Mark, we'll bring in Dave, and you can bring everyone up to date on how things are progressing with the Pick 6.
I shall indeed. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And I hope everyone's staying warm.
That's tough.
We're doing the best we can. Actually, we've got 5 football picks and a basketball pick today on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Last week, everyone went 4-2, but I won the tiebreaker. Ha! Huh. That made John from Cedar Rapids a winner of an Emil's Hideaway gift card. You too can win one soon right here after the picks. So the order will be myself, followed by Dave, followed by Scott, as we navigate our way through the 6 picks. First up, that game tomorrow, Dallas, Philadelphia. We're going to pick it at Dallas -2.5. I noticed that Elite Sportsbook, it's up to 4 in favor of Dallas. As I mentioned just a couple minutes ago, Dallas has a bit to play for here in terms of seedings. Philadelphia cannot improve its seed, but the Eagles would love nothing better to spoil Dallas's road, at least temporarily. I'm going to take the home team and 2.5 points. Dave.
We will be treated to a Cooper Rush and Gardner Minshew quarterback challenge on Saturday night as both teams will be trying not to get anybody hurt. Key defensive players are going to be missing from both sides. This feels like an overplay to me with two solid backup quarterbacks against weaker Swiss cheese defenses. The Cowboys slipped to the number 4 seed with their loss to Arizona last Sunday. The Eagles are locked into a wild card berth and have COVID-19 issues. Both teams are likely to rest starters. The Cowboys probably don't want to go into the playoffs on a 2-game losing streak. So I'll take Dallas to win and cover.
Here's a list for y'all. Atlanta, Carolina, Detroit, Denver, New Orleans, the Jets, Washington, the Giants, and Washington. Who are the teams that the Philadelphia Eagles have beaten this year? And I believe, other than New Orleans getting over 500 this week, none of them are 500. And it pains me to do this, but I will take the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, game 2, Sunday. Originally scheduled Saturday, but now Sunday night. The Chargers against Las Vegas, very important game. The Chargers favored by 3 earlier in the week and still favored by 3, Dave.
This game was flexed to the Sunday night regular season finale, as it is expected to be for the last AFC playoff spot. The Chargers have been considered the better team for most of the season, and they won the earlier game 28-14 in week 4. However, both teams are now even at 9-7. This game is pretty much a coin flip and may come down to who has the ball last. Give me the Raiders in the revenge game and the points to cover.
Oh, Scott.
I'm more interested in, what team do I want to see take on the Chiefs more than likely? I mean, the 2-7 game, but at any rate, Vegas has been playing very, very good football as of late. But I think the Chargers just have too much talent. I'm going to go opposite of Dave. I'm going to go with the LA Chargers and Justin Herbert.
Vegas's win at Indianapolis raised my eyebrows. And you mentioned Scott playing much better as of late. You know, as talented as the Chargers are, I just don't trust them. So give me Las Vegas +3 in this spot. Sunday, the Vikings get together with the Bears. This game in Minnesota. Vikings favored by 3.5 early in the week. That's where we'll pick it. Vikings now up to a 5.5-point favorite. Scott.
No Justin Fields, the way it sounds, for Chicago in the ball game. Just at home, I think Minnesota is a little bit too much for the Bears anyway. Is this one final go of it for Dalton? Is he going to be the quarterback in this one? You're the Bears guy. I don't know. But Minnesota, I'm going to have to go with the Vikings over your Bears here, Mark.
Yeah, Fields named the starter earlier in the week, then landed on the COVID-19 list. So it will be Andy Dalton. And this is the lame duck coach bowl, right?
Right.
It looks like Zimmer and Nagy will not be back for the respective teams. Will Jim Harbaugh be in Chicago? That's a debate for another day. I like the Bears here. Give me Chicago +3.5. Dave.
the Vikings are reported to be playing all of their starters. Excuse me. As Mike Zimmer will be trying to prove that he deserves another season as the head coach in Minnesota. This game could very well be where one of or both of the head coaches are fired on Monday. Give me the Vikings to win and cover.
All right.
Game four is next Thursday. We don't have a line because college basketball lines are not established until the day before, but it is Iowa hosting Indiana in Iowa's next game. So we're going to pick it even, guys. I am up first. Iowa's going to rebound in this game, quite literally and figuratively. Give me the Hawks. Dave.
Iowa is the better offense, ranking second in the country in points scored on a per-possession basis. And they score nearly 20 points better every 100 possessions at home compared to the road. Iowa leads the country in percentages of possessions that do not result in a turnover at 11.9%. Home court makes a world of difference in the Big Ten. The Hawks will like the home cooking here. Give me Iowa.
Is Josh Ogundele going to play? Oh, boy. I tell you what, just for sake of argument, and I think I might do this as well, I don't know if Iowa, if Ogundele is not in there, and even if he does, it's going to be tough. Trace Jackson Davis is really, really good. If Indiana's periphery comes through, that's going to be a tough one for Iowa to overcome. I'll run with the Hoosiers.
Okay, game five, the national championship game on Monday, which, guys, we haven't, not a lot of discussion, but nevertheless, it will be played. The rematch, Georgia and Alabama. Georgia favored by 3 points. Dave.
The last time these two teams played, Alabama was in complete control for the three quarters and won the game 41-24. It's easy to forget Georgia led this game 10-0 and looked good early. But then Bryce Young took over and the Bulldogs looked mortal for the first time this season. Starting quarterback Stetson Bennett had a strange game, throwing for 340 yards and three touchdowns. However, he had two interceptions, and they were enormous moments in the game. And add to that the loss of Alabama wideout John Mechie, the third, who torched Georgia before leaving with injury, and he was enormous. While Alabama found the perfect formula to beat Georgia in the SEC title game, it will be difficult to duplicate that performance. Bulldogs' Brock Bowers, their tight end, and running back James Cook will both be matchup nightmares in this game. I'll take Georgia to win and cover.
Ooh. Well, much like Brad Davison is in the rent-free in the minds of the Big Ten, Nick Saban lives rent-free in Kirby Smart's head. They're going to be better next year, but Alabama is going to be going for their second straight national championship, as I will take the Tide.
We've heard so many times how difficult it is to beat a team twice in one season. And I think that earlier victory by Alabama that Dave referred to is gnawing at Georgia. I think it's going to play much, much better. And I actually think Georgia is going to win the national championship and cover this 3 points. Final pick is this game, the over-under, the point total. It is set at 52.5. Scott, you are up, and you also have the tiebreaker, and that is the winning score in the Century Tournament of Champions golf this weekend.
By the way, all due apologies to our friend Carlos for the pick of Alabama to beat Georgia. I'm going to go. I'm going to say under. I'm going to say under for this one. And then for the TOC, I'm going to go minus 27.
Okay, I'm going to go under as well. I think that last game was an outlier. I think it's going to be much more of a defensive game. And let's see, the first round leader is 8 under, times 4 is 32. But that's a little much. I'll go minus 28. Dave.
Alabama is 9-1 over the total the last 10 games head-to-head with Georgia since 2010. I'll take the over, 52.5, and minus 26.
Oh, see, we're all right bundled in there.
That's not really your wheelhouse, is it, Dave?
I never get to pick last.
Golf, final scores. We found something we can get Dave on. All right. Hey, Dave, appreciate it. As always, thanks to you and everybody at Emels. And best of luck to you and yours coming up this week.
Thank you. You guys are the best, and stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Dave. 319-366-1600. We need three contestants right now to call. Ben will get your name and number information. And you hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, either myself, Mark, or Dave. Whoever has the best record at the end of this session, the listener attached to that prognosticator will get a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. There you go. I'm not liking my picks, Mark, on second blush here, but I'm going to roll with them.
The NFL is so tough anyway, week in and week out, and then you throw in all the variables, and, you know, there's no line on Iowa, Indiana. Makes it a little tough, but we'll see what happens.
We will. We will see what happens coming up. As we mentioned, we got Iowa State in action tomorrow, both the men and the women. Iowa State women taking on TCU. The men will be in action against the Oklahoma Sooners coming up tomorrow. Big night of high school hoops tonight. CRM Live Sports. By the way, check out our new website, crmlivesports.com. An easy way to go and listen to the games. It's right there in the middle of the webpage. All you need to do is click on it. And we will be at Marion tonight. Marion and Benton Community Girls at 7:20. About that time for the pregame tonight. Again, that's on CRM Live Sports. And we'll be back on Monday. Take a look back at the NFL. KJ Pilcher will also join us. Iowa wrestling in action tonight against Minnesota. And then on Sunday afternoon against Purdue. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about high school wrestling as well coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Mark, enjoy the weekend. And we will talk with you coming up on Monday at 3.
You as well. We'll talk then, Scott.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. Stay warm out there, and we'll talk with you once again coming up on Monday.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
The 2005 Texas Longhorns began the season ranked number 2 and stayed there all season. Their defense allowed only 16 points per game, while their Vince Young led